Welcome and Saba blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that
Hello.
Are... Hello. Saba blessing, Sister Shaka.
Saba blessing as well.
We are so glad that you're here. We are going to begin the children's study. Welcome once more to all the dear brethren, especially those that are in other devices. Saba blessing everyone. And for those that are going to be listening over the recording, Saba blessing unto you as well on this beautiful sunny day over here, but it's kind of chilly on this Sabbath, April 2nd, 2022. This is our lesson 353, chapter 73, entitled, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, but this is our part 9. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. And our dear brother Dick will be the one to bless us once more, opening the Tiny Tot song entitled Anywhere with Jesus.
Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go, anywhere he leads me in this world below. Anywhere without him, dearest joys would fade. Anywhere with Jesus, I am not afraid. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus, I can safely go. Anywhere with Jesus, I am not alone. Other friends may fail me, he is still my own. Though his hand may lead me over dreary ways, anywhere with Jesus is a house of praise. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere with Jesus I can go to sleep when the gloomy shadows round about me creep. Knowing I shall waken nevermore to roam, anywhere with Jesus will be home sweet home. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus, I can safely go.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. If any one of the little tiny thoughts, by the help of their parents or elder sibling, would like to open their section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
This is Sabbath, everyone. Thank you, God, for this morning. This is Sabbath, the 10th Sabbath day. Please protect
the word that we're about to learn.
The word that we're about to learn. Please, God.
Bless everyone that is here.
Bless everyone that's here.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So it's story time, little ones, and our dear brother Dick will be the one to be able to narrate it for us. And this is our new chapter, chapter 4, entitled The Flight into Egypt.
I hope I remember to turn my microphone on this time. Yes, The Flight into Egypt. It's taken from Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 to 16 and verse 20. Why they skipped there, they didn't tell me. Herod had not been honest in saying that he wanted to go and worship Jesus. He feared that the Savior would grow up to be a king and take his kingdom from him. He wanted to find the child that he might have him put to death. That's kind of mean. The wise men prepared to return and tell Herod, but the angel of the Lord appeared to them in a dream and sent them home another way. They said, don't go back and talk to him. And when they had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him, Matthew 2:13. Joseph did not wait until morning. He rose at once. Maybe he got up at midnight. And with Mary and the child, started by night on the long journey. Joseph probably didn't have lots of things to gather up to take with him so he could get away in a hurry. The wise men had given costly presents to Jesus, and in this way, God provided for the expenses of the journey and their stay in Egypt. We would say, money enough to buy gas and food and a house, and pay for house rent until he should return to his own land. They didn't have to have gas. They just let the burro eat grass along the way. Herod was very angry when he found that the wise men had gone home another way. He knew what God, by his prophet, had said about Christ's coming. He knew how the star had been sent as a guide to the wise men, yet he was determined to destroy Jesus. In his wrath or anger, he sent soldiers to kill all the children that were in Bethlehem from 2 years old and under. How strange that a man should fight against God. What an awful scene of slaying or killing of the innocent children must have been. Herod had before done many cruel things, but his wicked life was soon to end. He died a terrible death, and I'm not sure exactly how that happened. It wasn't a car wreck. Joseph and Mary remained in Egypt until after the death of Herod. Then the angel appeared to Joseph and said, Arise and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. He must have been a very bad man to want to kill an innocent baby. Joseph had hoped to make his home in Bethlehem, where Jesus was born. But on coming near to Judea, he learned that the son of Herod was reigning in the place of his father. His name was Archelaus. This made Joseph afraid to go there, and he did not know what to do. So God sent an angel to instruct him. Following the directions of the angel, Joseph returned to his old home in Nazareth. Story of Jesus, pages 25:1 to 27:6. Let me take a peek here. And it says, I'm going to do the second part. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there till I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord, of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth. He was angry. Sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time in which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then after a time the angel came to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother, and welcome to all the dear brethren that are just coming in. So next Sabbath we will be reviewing part one of our lesson entitled The Flight into Egypt in our Tiny Tot lesson book, The Story of Jesus. And that will take place next Sabbath, April 9, 2022. So it's time for the Tiny Tots and their parents and the guests to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. This is our part 7 of our water topic. So let's have the listening ears, little ones, and our dear brother Josh will be the one to share it with us.
Share blessings, everyone. Here's today's nature lesson on water. It's about phosphorus. Nature, frost crystals. Frost is a pattern of ice crystals formed from water vapor on grass, window panes, and other places. Usually frost is made on cold, cloudless nights when the temperature drops below the freezing point of water, or 32 degrees Fahrenheit or 0 degrees Celsius. When things are the very coldest, that is when God brings out the most beautiful pictures in our lives of via purity and integrity. During the day, the ground becomes warm from the sun. When the sun cools down, the ground begins to cool. The drop in temperature is greater when there are no clouds in the sky. Clouds reflect the heat given off from the ground. As it gets colder, the water vapor in the air forms dew drops on grass and window panes. These drops freeze and get bigger, making frost crystals. When it is very cold, vapor will change into ice crystals without first becoming dewdrops. When things are sunny in our lives, all seem well, but when trials come, temperature drops. What kind of pattern do you make? A cold, unfeeling in the heart. Thank you. Frost crystals, also called hoarfrost, come in two forms, like a plate and like a column. The plate-like crystals are like snow crystals. The column-like crystals have six sides and are hollow. The beautiful frost crystals reminds us of the purity of the baby Jesus, the wise men found, worshipped, and gave gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh to. Like the lovely patterns, the frost crystals make snow and integrity was beautifully patterned by the wise men. Their worship of and generous gifts to Jesus are written as an example or pattern for us. So, by the breath of God, frost is given. Job 37:10. And here's an article of parent food. Parents and children alike to read together. In all our work, even in mechanical lines, God desires that the perfection of his character shall appear. Exactness, skill, tact, wisdom, and perfection which he required in the builder of an earthly tabernacle, he desires to have brought into everything that shall be done in his service. Every transaction entered into by his servants is to be as pure and as precious in his sight as were the gold and frankincense and myrrh, which in sincere and corrupted faith, the wise men from the east brought to the infant Savior. Seven Testimonies, page 142-143. Remember this. Frost crystals are beautiful like the gifts the wise men brought, which is frankincense, myrrh, and gold. And I'll give it back to Mo.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. Remember, everyone, anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus, I can safely go. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are coming in. Our opening song is a hymn entitled, I Am Thine, O Lord, also known as Draw Me Nearer. You can find it in number 306. And if any one of the dear brethren would like to join us in singing the hymn, you can unmute your mic to do so. I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it's all thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. May my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend. When I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, even our guests, would like to open our family meeting with prayers, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
If we could kneel and bow and open up our eyes and our ears and welcome our God at hand. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your blessed name. Lord Jesus, thank you for bringing us safely through and safely through another Sabbath day. I pray, dear Father God, that you will continue to be with us, continue to heal us according to your perfect will. I pray, dear Father God, that you open up our eyes, our ears, and our understanding, dear Father God, that the words of truth and inspirations may be planted deep in our hearts, Lord. I pray, dear Father God, that we may not just be hearers of the word today, but that we may investigate them and be doers of thy word, dear Father, not just on your Sabbath day, but every day, dear Father, that we may edify one another in thoughts, deeds, and acts, dear Father. We thank you and we love you. Please be with those that are sick and afflicted, those that are going through any type of maladies today, dear Father. You know exactly what is needed. And I know if it be your will, you will deliver each and every one according to your perfect will. We thank you and we love you in all things, in all the names in Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer, we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen. And may the Lord continue healing. By God's grace, dear sister, we are praying for you. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of John, chapter 15, verse 4, from the King James Version, and it reads, "Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abides in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me." This Sabbath, boys and girls, we will continue with part 9 of our lesson entitled, "Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled," in our study book, Desire of Ages. Welcome to all of dear brethren. If any one of the dear family would like to take one of the verses for today, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
John.
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 Chapter 15.
Verse 1. I am the true vine.
I am the true vine.
And my Father.
And my Father.
Is the husbandman.
Is the husband.
Husbandman.
Husbandman.
Good job. John chapter 15 verse 2. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Amen.
Have a blessing. John 15:3. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Amen.
John 15:5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing.
Continuing, John chapter 15, verse 6. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. John chapter 15, verse 7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Amen.
John 15:8. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, John 15:9. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Today we will cover our page 676. We are in the Desired Ages, page 676. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Blessed Sabbath, everyone. May the Lord pour down all his blessing upon each of you. The Desired Ages, page 676. This union with Christ once formed must be maintained, Christ said. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. This is no casual touch, no off and on connection. The branch becomes a part of the living vine. Next slide. Continuing. The communication of life, strength, and fruitfulness from the root of the branches is unobstructed and constant. Separated from the vine, the branch cannot live. No more, said Jesus, can you live apart from me. The life you have received from me can be preserved only by continual communion. Without me, you cannot overcome one sin or resist one temptation. Desire of Ages 676. 1.
And the slide from the top left and right. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. John 15:4. And the branch is in the vine. The Desire of Ages, page 676. Abide in me and I in you. Abiding in Christ means a constant receiving of his Spirit, a life of unreserved surrender to his service. The channel of communication must be open continually between man and his God. As the vine branch constantly draws the sap from the living vine, so we to cling to Jesus and receive from him by faith the strength and perfection of his own character. Desire of Ages, page 676, paragraph 2, and the slides in the top and middle left says, remain in me, helping your child connect with God through nature.
Amen. So let's learn our first beautiful song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the a Spirit of Prophecy book entitled Ministry of Healing, page 122, paragraph 1 through 3, with margin. Taken from the Scripture Song Singer in the section Encouraging Quote from the Memory Verse CD.
The same power that Christ exercised when he walked visibly among men is in his word, is in his word. The same power in them he is speaking to us individually, as directly as if we could listen to his voice. It is in these promises that Christ communicates to us his grace and power. They are leaves from that tree, which is for the healing of the nations, leaves from the tree. Received, assimilated, they are to be the strength of the character, the inspiration and sustenance of the life. Nothing besides can impart that courage and faith which gives vital energy to that whole being. Ministry of Healing, page 122.
Amen. Let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are still in the Desire Ages, page 676. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
The Desire of Ages, page 676. The root sends its nourishment through the branch to the outermost twig. So Christ communicates the current of spiritual strength to every believer. So long as the soul is united to Christ, there is no danger that it will wither or decay. And on the side, it says, Jesus is the vine. I, as a believer, I am a branch. The Holy Spirit produces his fruit. And in the bottom it says, God's grace.
Amen. Amen. So let us take another beautiful scripture song, dear ones. And this one is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 19, verse 20 to 21. This is also taken from the same scripture song singer in the section Character Building of the Memory Verse CD.
Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart, nevertheless the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. Proverbs 19, 20 and 21.
Amen. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to take the next paragraph, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
The Desire of Ages, page 676. The life of the vine will be manifest in fragrant fruit on the branches. He that abideth in me, said Jesus, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. When we live by faith on the Son of God, the fruits of the Spirit will be seen in our lives. Not one will be missing. And on the slide, it shows a picture at the top and it's of the fruit on the vine. And it says, abide in me. And in the middle slide, it says, I am nothing without you, Jesus. You are my everything. And on the bottom slide, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And I can't see where that is taken from.
It's okay, this is the Galatians chapter 5, 22 to 23. If anybody else would like to take the next paragraph, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
The Desire of Ages, page 676. My Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. While the grass is outwardly united with the vine, there may be no vital connection. Then there will be no growth or fruitfulness. So there may be an apparent connection with Christ without a real union with him by faith. A profession of religion places men in the church, but the character and conduct show whether they are in connection with Christ. Next slide, please.
Continuing. Go ahead.
If they bear no fruit, they are false branches. Their separation from Christ involves a ruin as complete as that represented by the dead branch. If a man abide not in me, said Christ, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Desire of Ages, 676, paragraph 5. Oh, and over on the picture side, it shows a little boy playing a flute. Guy putting limbs on the fire. And let's see if I can read what it says here. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. John 15:6. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn yet another scripture song together, dear one. And this one is taken from the book of James, chapter 4, verses 7 through 10, with margin, from the same section of character building in the scripture song. Singers.
Thank you.
Amen. Let us continue in our study. We are still in page 676. If anyone of the dear brethren would like to continue with the next paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
And every branch that beareth fruit, he pruneth, it that it may bring forth more fruit. From the chosen 12 who had followed Jesus, one as a withered branch was about to be taken away. The rest were to pass under the pruning knife of bitter trial. Jesus, with solemn tenderness, explained the purpose of the husbandman. Next slide, please.
The pruning will cause pain, but it is the Father who applies the knife. He works with no wanton hand or indifferent heart. There are branches trailing upon the ground. These must be cut loose from the earthly supports to which their tendrils are fastening. They are to reach heavenward and find their support in God. Be abide in me, and my words abide in you. You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. John chapter 15, verse 17. And it shows most grapevine, a picture of the four prunes and not the prunes.
I'm sorry, dear Sister Cece, the mic is a little bit muffled, but if you would like someone to read, because we don't want to strain your voice, it will be well as well. Whatever it is that you're moved to.
I can read if you don't mind, Sister Cece. It says on the top of the slide, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. John 15, 7 through 8. And on the middle slide, it says, of the picture, it says, muscadine, grapevines, before pruning, after pruning, then before pruning and after pruning. And then in the bottom it says tendrils.
Thank you so much, dear sister. I just want to be able to elaborate a little bit in the middle section. We also had the review. But if you see this picture, you can be able to have a little bit of an understanding. Before pruning, you see how the branch is almost kind of wild, doesn't really have any direction. And they have two types, and it tells you the one that is mostly the grapevine, and the other one tells you the other type of grapevine. But just imagine that when we are coming into the body of believers as a Christian, imagine our lives being that way and what the Lord has to do to be able to start removing all the dross from our life. When he finished removing all the foliage, which is all the leaf, if you remember the parable when Christ came and he saw the tree that was full of leaf, but they didn't have no fruit. Just imagine what he had to do to allow those branches to look up. And it was so separated, still leaving room, but at the same time, what he has to do to prune is, as an example of the vine, it's the same thing that he does in our lives. We will continue discussing this in our review, but I just wanted to be able to touch upon that. And mostly on the vine, that all the leaves sometimes will be facing down towards the earth, like if we are still connected to the earth, and those are the draws that the Lord's trying to be able to sever. And by the time he finished, everything faces upwards and they have the room to be able to grow. I just wanted to touch upon that. And here we have a little bit of illustration to see the process as well. If anyone would like to follow on in this paragraph as well, may you unmute your mic.
Continuing, the excessive foliage that draws away the life current from the fruit must be pruned off. The overgrowth must be cut out to give room for the healing balms of the Son of Righteousness. The husbandman prunes away the harmful growth that the fruit may be richer and more abundant. And we see on the side, vine, and it's being pruned, and hands in prayer symbolizing what it takes, I guess. In the middle it says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. John 15:2. The other picture next to it says, a picture of your life, and vine dresser, which is the Father, the branches, which is you, the vine is Jesus. In the bottom it says growing, and I really can't see the bottom part. On the vine it says Christ's life. I can't make out that word. Grafted in.
It's okay. Growing together in Christ.
Thank you so much, dear brethren. And it is so amazing to be able to see that all the things that we are going through, every trials and tribulation, this is a good object to be able to think about, to allow the vine dresser to do the work that is needed. Because the more he prunes us, the more the light of the Son of Righteousness will be able to reflect upon us. So just remember these parables whenever things are not going too well. Just know that the Lord is working in your life. Just wanted to touch upon that. And let us continue with the next scripture song. Let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is from the book of Psalms, chapter 139, verses 23 to 24. Also taken from the same section of Character Builder of the Scripture, Singer Song.
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Psalm 139, 23 and 24.
Amen. Dear ones, we are going to preserve our sixth question. If there's any other question besides that needs to be prepared on research, you could be able to send it by Thursday, Friday the latest. So next week, we will be reviewing part 9 of our lesson, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. If any one of the dear remnant family, mommies, daddies, or even our guests would like to close a family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name, Lord. We thank you for this blessed Sabbath day once more. Thank you for gathering us here. Thank you for the privilege to hear your words and your instruction. And thank you also for the trials that will come in our life to shape and prune us and in the way so that we can face heavenwards, Father. Be with all the children in our midst continue to bless them. Thank you for their participation. Thank you for their parents. Thank you for the blessing that they bring. Be with the sick among us. Provide healing, I pray. Be with the other section of our continuous study. Be with the speaker. Bless and keep him. And thank you, Father Jesus, again for your blessed Sabbath day in no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, it will be April the 9th of 2022. We are going to continue with our part 2 review of our chapter, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, part 9. I hope and pray, dear ones, that you all were blessed. Leaving this scripture from Psalms 119:45, is read, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precept. And from the quotation from Education 291, paragraph 2, the youth have an inborn love of liberty. They desire freedom, and they need to understand that these inestimable blessings are to be enjoyed only in obedience to the law of God. This law is the preserver of the true freedom and liberty. It points out and prohibits those things that degrade and enslave, and thus to the obedient it affords protection from the power of evil. May you all have a blessed rest of the Sabbath, dear ones. God bless.